Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
So let's move on to Toyota. And sitting in front of me is Zoe Bradley. And the trend towards electric vehicles is unstoppable, Zoe. But sales of EV vehicles are falling. What's going on?
Morning, Joe. Yeah, it's a very interesting one, actually. So what we see in the market really is that the early adopters have moved towards electric cars. And now the mainstream motoring consumer has, I suppose, some concerns about range anxiety, charging and things like that. So in Toyota, we would have multiple electrified options, and it really kind of it's for those consumers who aren't sure what to do. So we have hybrid, which is a petrol engine and an electric motor, and you don't have to plug that in. So you get your lower emissions and you get better fuel economy. And then you have plug-in hybrid, which is fantastic. It's hybrid, but you can also drive it like an electric car. So you'd have maybe about 75 kilometres electric range in some of our cars.
So they could kind of nip into the city centre and back out again using pure electric.
That's it, exactly. So you can charge it overnight and you can do your daily commute. And then say, for example, if you're doing a longer journey, like maybe to Kerry or Donegal, then the system reverts back to the hybrid system. So it's a real peace of mind and security. And we do have the battery electric cars as well. And that's for people who are all set up and they have their home charging. And it's really based on personal preference and also lifestyle. But I guess the important thing for us is that you're reducing carbon immediately with all the options, and equally, you're ideally moving diesel off the road, which we know is quite significant in Ireland.
Now, you've been speaking to younger people about their preferences, and shock horror, they prefer going green and they prefer doing the right thing. But isn't the problem that they don't have the money to buy new cars as much as the older cohort of those over the age of 29?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. It's great to see that people are looking at electrification and electrified options, and equally that youth cohort, so 18 to 29 year olds, 73% also thought that diesel was an issue on the roads. That said, we've got lots of options for customers. We've got from the small cars to the larger cars. We also have finance options with Toyota Financial Services, and we also have a car share option, which is UCO Car Club as well.
Okay. And the finance options is probably the most interesting for younger people. Will they get the credit? You know, if a 24-year-old is not going to have a huge salary, are they?
Yeah, look, it depends on everyone's personal. But I suppose with finance, you basically can talk to the dealer and they'll go through all the different finance options. So it depends what kind of deposit you have and things like that. But it's an option for everyone.
And how are sales?
Yeah, so I'm very happy, but Toyota is number one for the fourth year in a row. So for us, we're really delighted with that. And it's thanks to our customers who've really embraced hybrid. So we announced no more diesel passenger cars in 2018. And now we're over 90% hybrid sales, and the rest made up of plug-in hybrid, battery electric, and a couple of petrols as well.
Okay, and when are you going to stop selling the internal combustion engine here?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. We definitely look at what we call a multipath, which is that a lot of different options for people, because people have a lot of diverse needs in for cars. So for Toyota in Europe, we're going to be zero emissions by 2035. And key for us as well, when we look to the future, is we believe solid state batteries will be a game changer for customers. So when they go into electric cars, you're looking at 15 minutes charge time. You're looking at 1,000 kilometers range. So it really alleviates a lot of customers' concerns in the cold battery area.
OK, now, are you a little bit worried? Is Toyota a little bit worried about competition from China? BYD, for example, is the Tesla is the best selling battery car in the world.
Yeah, well, competition is always healthy. Competition is good. that said, you know, we very much focus on our own products and our own customer. And I think, you know, since 1997, that's when we launched our first Prius hybrid. So we don't necessarily look too much at others. We really look at the fact of the situation, conduct our own analysis. And that's why we're really focused on multipath. So a lot of different electrified options for customers. And equally, that's why we're focused on solid state for the future as well.
Okay. Now, Toyota escaped being investigated by the European Union because they make a lot of their cars here in the European Union. I presume you guys plan to stay here if you want to kind of avail of the tariff walls around the EU.
Well, actually, Toyota globally, as a strategy and I suppose as an ethos, has always wanted to work and build in the markets that it sells in. So it's always been very keen to get settled in a country or a market and make sure we're giving employment. So that is a key part for Toyota's strategy regardless.
Oh, okay. In terms of the grants provided for people when they do want to buy electric, this is fully electric vehicles, mm-hmm. I presume you want those grants doubled.
More grants are always good. Look, I think, you know, we all know there's a lot of confusion in the market, and anything that we can do for customers to make electrified options more attractive for them is always good. And the grants certainly help. And I think it gives a strong indication from the government as well that we are pro-electric. You know, we're all going to electrified future. And I think as well, you know, currently with the motor tax system, cars with lower CO2 emissions, including hybrid and plug-in hybrid, also get lower tax. And that is also a benefit and an advantage. And it also helps people move to electrification.
Now, I know you're very keen on hybrid vehicles, but eventually we'll all be EV. Isn't the problem still very much range anxiety? And that's why people aren't buying them as much.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I also think that electric cars is not just a car, it's an ecosystem. You know, you have the charging infrastructure, you have your wall box at home. So for us, I suppose particularly for plug-in hybrid, we think it's a great option for customers because you can install your wall box, you can get used to the charging infrastructure, public charging, home charging, but then you also have that peace of mind and security to fall back on the hybrid system. So I think as we get closer to the end of the decade, people become more used to it, but certainly there is a lot of confusion at the moment in the market.
Okay, and will Toyota be rolling out any of its own charging points going forward in Ireland?
No, we have our own kind of wall box for customers if they're installing at home. But apart from that, all the Toyotas will work with the public charging system.
Zoe, thank you very much for coming in. That's Zoe Bradley, the head of marketing and corporate affairs with Toyota.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.